We need to filter everything that we say and do to the customer during the journey through the lens of what do they want to know and what matters to them regarding their project. Welcome back to another episode of the Elite Business Advice Podcast. My name is Chris Marr. I'm the founder of Elite Business Advisors, your host for the podcast. We've titled this episode, An Educational Approach to Customer Service. And here's what we want you to get from this episode. We want to cover how you can lead with education to improve each area of your customer journey. Right, that's something we've talked about before. What is your customer journey from the second they reach out to you guys? We'll give you a little bonus one before to maybe help them reach out, all the way through the project is sold, right? And then what's it look like upon completion and even after, right? And so I want to focus on the sales cycle more so today than once the project starts. But what are the things we can do? Whether it's increasing the amount of leads that you get in your business, that's the little Scooby bonus snack, if you will, to informing them before an estimate, maybe before you start a project, everything else in between. How can you use education for touch points to solidify your value as a business owner and differentiate yourself, right? A lot of what we talk about on here is how do you not be like every other contractor in your area? I've shared a lot. That's what I built my entire business out of here in the St. Louis area. Whenever I had a painting company, I said, I built my business on doing what the opposite of what everybody else did, right? Which is usually don't show up, don't call back, you know, be reactive to communication, you know, all the things, right? I was like, I'm going to be the opposite of that. And so what I want you guys to think through today is how can we utilize education? One, why is it so important? We'll jump right into that when we get going. And then two, how can we use this day to day in our systems and our operations to not only solidify the value, differentiate yourself from your competition, and give your homeowners the experience that they're looking for? So I hope it helps. Thanks for plugging in. This is the Elite Business Advice Podcast. All right. So first and foremost, why is education important when it comes to your customer journey? Why is education in general? Why is proactive education important? I think a couple of things here. Number one, it shows your heart's in the right spot. Now, obviously, anybody that their heart's not in the right spot could do this, but I think genuine understanding what your customers need and what they're looking for and being proactive in it gives people a better feeling of trust when they work with an individual, right? It shows that you listen and that you understand what's in it for them, right? When you're there to position yourself as, there's a whole framework behind this called Story Brand by Donald Miller. He has an amazing framework that he works through and the story you tell and your customers go on with you. And really what it is we need to understand that we're positioning ourselves as a figure of authority, but all credibility, but that also we're here to help be there when you need us to, right? How can we show that what we have and what we've learned can help you in your project to make it to completion, right? If that kind of makes sense. And there's little things that when it's educational touch points along the way, it really goes a long distance. And so the first thing we have to do to start with is we need to identify the customer journey. I mentioned this in the intro. It's the touch points and identify the journey, and then what are the touch points that we can have along that journey to help solidify your value, position yourself as a figure of authority, and to just show you're a professionalized company, right? And no chuck in the trucks are going to take any time to put any of this stuff together. And if they do, it might even be terrible. And not that you have to go hire a professional videographer or go crazy with it, right? But just some key little professional looking videos or things that we're going to talk through that can really help you along the journey. And so again, you're differentiating yourself. So we got to identify the journey. I'm going to walk through kind of the journey and some different touch points and how you can utilize some different information and content at these intervals. I think it will help you close more jobs. I think it'll help you build a stronger relationship with your people. And I think it's going to give them a wow experience. I always have said, we want to create raving fans of your business, right? Now I understand you're sitting here listening to this and you're like, Chris, I run a painting company. Okay. People are not going to rave about us the way that they rave about their iPhone, their AirPods, their MacBook, you know, the new AI chatbot that came out. Like, people aren't going to rave about a painting company. And you might be right to a degree, but you can still wow them to the point that they will go out of their way to refer you and help you build your business, right? Which is, again, kind of a huge philosophy we have here to let organic growth get you as far as you possibly can before you pay for advertising. And so before we dive into each one of these and everything we're about to discuss, we need to filter everything that we say and do to the customer during the journey through the lens of what do they want to know and what matters to them regarding their project. If we can focus on those two questions, that everything else we're about to talk through relates back to those two questions, then more than likely, you're going to have a successful experience with most of your customers, right? Because we want to understand, okay, and really where I'm going with this are, how can we systematize your business? Let me maybe frame this in a question. How can we systematize your business to save you time and build your brand, right? What are the things, the questions that get asked? Maybe how can we shorten up your estimates? Because we're going to cover some of the most frequently asked questions in a short video that goes out right before I'm giving away secrets now. So let's dive into it. Number one, how can we use education for a lead generator? What a lead generator is, we did an episode on this way back in season one. A lead generator is something that you have put together that you are willing to give to people in exchange basically for their name and email, right? Then they can go into your email campaign. There's a lot of ways you can do this. I don't go crazy with it. Again, if you want to get aggressive in selling in certain things, then great. But for me, you know, I like to just have a lead generator as an educational point of view, right? Maybe it's something you spend a little bit more time going in depth on, you know, that you can give to people. And it's a little bit different in painting too. And I'm going to give you an example here and maybe a couple of examples you could take away from it. Number one, we had a company local here, a good friend of mine, DJ with FM Exteriors, and they were a roofing company. They did exterior siding, windows, gutters, roofing, all that stuff. And they had a lot of great lead generators, but they were all geared around educating the homeowner how to navigate insurance claims when it comes to hail damage, right? I don't know about you guys, but if it wasn't for me and knowing DJ and helping him with all this marketing stuff, I would have no clue. Like if we ever had hail damage, I don't know. Like, I don't know that you're supposed to actually contact a contractor to get a free roof inspection before even filing an insurance claim. Like I just call our insurance guy and be like, hey, I need to file a claim. We had hail damage. Well, if you come out, if they come out and the assessor looks at it and it's like, you actually don't really have damage, or it's like a $500 repair, well, now you just wasted an insurance claim on something that your deductible is not even going to cover, right? And so for me, when you have educational things like that, so if you're in an industry, you're listening to this outside of painting, if you're in an industry that like there are things like that you can really help people, like help them with, educate them on, fantastic, right? They also added a soft wash division into their company. And so we did a lead generator, an educational piece on what are the benefits of soft washing? Why is soft washing better than power washing, right? And all these different things. And so I think a couple of things, again, with painting that you could really utilize on. And again, these aren't things that you know, people couldn't go Google, right? But it still works. What are the top 10 colors for kitchen cabinet refinishing, right? If you do cabinets, maybe putting a guide together of the top 10 colors. Maybe this is a 4 to 10 page brochure with some pictures and some different colors and whatever. Maybe you get a designer to weigh in on the subconscious side of colors is what I always call it. The feeling side of it, the logic behind it. For me, I just know what looks good and what doesn't. I can't tell you it gives you a warm, fuzzy feeling or it opens the room up. You know, that's just not my style, but maybe you have a designer that you can collaborate with this on, right? Maybe it's 5 reasons why you should take care of peeling paint now. Most people think peeling paint is just about making it look pretty. We all know if you're a painter listening to this, most of you guys are, that's actually a problem because now you're going to have rotten wood, right? And you're going to have this, right? So can we come up with some reasons on why they should take care of it now and maybe put a guide together, right? That could be a great idea for people to take some action, right? So there's just little things, right? You can promote it on social media. You can get it out there to people that may not know you, right? Hey, and basically what it would always be is, hey, we put together this 5-page guide. You know, give us your name and email and we'll email it over to you, right? You can set up automation and stuff on your website to do this. But basically then you take their name and email and they just go into your database, into your funnel. Right. If you're doing that monthly value add email, they just go right into that. Right. Maybe for some things you might, you know, if they're doing peeling paint, you know, they have a problem. Maybe you're going to put up a 2 or 3 step email campaign follow up beyond that. to see if there's something you can do to help, right? That's a little bit more of an aggressive sales tactic. I don't hate it by any means. Something like that could really have some merit behind it and to convert some leads to you. But if nothing else, you're positioning yourself in a place of authority and you're adding to your database, right? Create the guide once, disperse it out as much for forever you want to, and you're getting leads and information, right? I would always put on there like, hey, we don't spam you. You know, most you'll get from us is like an email a month that provides value add information to you as a homeowner and a resident of the St. Louis area, right? If you're doing the value add emails that we've talked about before in some previous episodes, you know, I always make sure to make them understand like, hey, we're not gonna spam you every week with like our latest and greatest special, right? Like this is who we are, this is what we do, take it or leave it. So that can be a lead generator, right? You can utilize that on social media. You can utilize that if you go to events. Maybe you get to do a presentation at an event, you know, whatever that might look like. Maybe it's to a whole bunch of realtors, whatever that might be. You know, you can get do an exchange of information for a tangible guide, something that you've put together that can educate and give people value. So let's now go with the fact that now they're a lead in your company and you have an estimate scheduled for next week. Okay. What I want to focus on the rest of the time is education around people that are already in your business. And so one easy thing you can do would be to set something up. And again, I'm all about automation and systems. This is why I love Drip Jobs. If you guys aren't familiar with Drip Jobs, you're looking for a CRM, I 10 out of 10 recommend checking them out. I'll put a link to Drip Jobs in our show notes here. You can get a little free stuff from Drip Jobs coming in through us, thanks to our partnership with them. But what I want you guys to do is put together something that can be sent to a homeowner between when they schedule the estimate and when you show up. What I think this should really be is a video from the estimator, or maybe that's you as the owner, right? Depending on where your company's at, introducing themselves. Whoever's gonna be in their house, send a video introducing themselves, right? And also share what you can expect at the estimate. Hey, I just wanna walk you through a few things, what you can expect here at the estimate. And, you know, again, hey, it's gonna take about, you know, 30 to 45 minutes. Or, you know, you could even say, hey, if it's a kitchen cabinet estimate, we'll be there about 30 minutes. If it's a large exterior, it could be up to an hour. You know, if it's smaller interior exterior, you know, 30 minutes or so, right? Like give them a time parameter. Just so you know, before we leave that day, we'll write everything up and we'll walk through the estimate with you right there on the spot before we leave your property, just to go through any questions. That was our biggest thing. We presented on the spot all the time, right? So I would always make sure they understood like this is happening. We don't expect you to be ready to make a decision. I'm just going to walk through it with you that day to make sure we're on the same page. And if you have any questions or if I need to go look at something again, I'm right there in your house still, right? Not back at the office putting the bid together. Oh, shoot. I forgot to get a picture of this, or I forgot to look at this, right? So I'd always let them know, hey, we're going to do this right there on the spot. And then I would probably include, and again, this is a short, like minute to minute and a half long video, right? Nothing crazy. Little bit of professionalism. You can shoot this on your iPhone, whatever. Just, you know, understand some basic video editing stuff. Maybe some different things you can do. Yeah, you could hire a professional to do it. I don't think that's going to be a terrible idea, but I've seen some great ones done. My good friend Travis Contreras down with Paint Ops in Georgia had an awesome, awesome one of these put together that he sent people beforehand. They did all with their iPhone too. That was where I was going with that. I think you should also include a link to and create a frequently asked question sheet. What are the 5 or 7 most things, the most frequently asked questions that happen at your estimates? This is where I mentioned earlier about like systematizing, right? And saving you time. What are some things you can put together to proactively hit off these questions before you even show up, right? It'll save you some time. It'll build reputation. And when you have answers put together for the questions they're already thinking about, again, it builds trust and credibility with them, right? So I think that's a great thing. Maybe I'll leave this one as kind of a question mark, but I do like the idea behind it. You have a post estimate, I call it trigger, again, because I want this in automation, right? But you have a post estimate follow-up that goes out. And what I really think this should be is, this should actually be a customized video from whoever went and did the bid. So an estimator, you as the owner, whoever's listening, whoever's doing the bid, this should be a quick customized video that you put together for them. And basically just thank them for their time, right? Try to add in some personal follow-ups from the conversation. So if they were going out of town for their son's soccer tournament, hey, I hope your son had a great soccer tournament out in Indianapolis. last weekend. Just something, a little extra personal touch in there, right? Something related to the project, whatever. So they know this isn't just a blanket thing that went out, right? This is where you really want to get personalized. Just so you know, I'm including a link to some of our most common things to look at if you're getting other bids, just to make sure everything's compared apples to apples. We always had an estimate comparison sheet that said, hey, if you're getting other bids, we understand that, we respect that. Just make sure that everything you look at matches. And here's a few of the common things to make sure that we're apples to apples on, right? And what it was how many coats of paint are being used, right? If our bid was for two coats and, you know, Chuck in the truck was for one coat, well, no wonder our price is more, right? If we're using top quality Sherwin-Williams paint and they're using insert super cheap $10 a gallon paint product here, then obviously our price is going to be higher, right? Because we're using top quality Duration and Emerald from Sherwin and they're using whatever they got from Walmart. I feel safe in saying that one. I don't want to bash any companies. Another thing, do they have full insurance or workers comp, right? We're fully insured and bonded. I want to make sure if something happens, God forbid, that you as the homeowner aren't liable, right? Just a little, nice little thing on there. And then the fourth one for me was, what's the scope of work? Right. And this is, I would see this and where I put this sheet together when I had my painting company is we would see, and thankfully I dove in deep enough and found this out that sometimes like they would get a bid before we even show up. Right. And then we start talking and I'm upselling for the homeowner's benefit. Right. I never upsold for my own benefit. I upsold for theirs. And maybe I noticed their baseboards hadn't been touched in 20 years. And I'm like, hey, just an FYI, when we freshen up your walls, your baseboards, they should pop a little bit more, right? That's a little bit dingy. They're scuffed up. You know, it's been, you can tell the white's faded, right? Are you open to us including that? Oh, actually, that's a great idea. I didn't think about that before, right? Well, then again, all of a sudden our bids, $500, $800,000 more expensive, depending on the size of the project. They're just looking at the prices. They may have forgot that we talked about baseboards, but the first contractor didn't. And I dove deeper and they were like, man, you guys were like almost double or whatever it was for a project. And I was like, really? And like, I was aware people are cheaper than us, not a big deal, but double, like, interesting. And I was like, do you mind me asking, like, can we make sure that like everything that you and I, because I know we talked about this and that, there was a couple of things that we added in on ours. Can you just make sure that it was like the same? And they looked and they were like, oh my God, I forgot. Yeah, no, we didn't even talk about this and this with them. And then we did with you. Thank you so much for like, comparing, right? Guess who they went with? Us. So having a professional sheet put together, branded, your logo, simple icons, a little bit of text on it, have something like that put together. You can include that link, you know, when you send this video over to them. There's different video services you can utilize. I know BombBomb is BOMB, is one that a lot of people use, especially in the real estate industry. I've seen some other ones out there. I know Loom, I think, is a little bit more maybe for walkthroughs, but might be able to be utilized for this. So there's different services you can do just to have a quick, easy thing you can send over to them, you know, via text, email, whatever. So, but have that estimate comparison sheet. I love that. I think that will help solidify the value and just reinforce that conversation, right? And then once you sell the project, this is kind of the last one I would recommend having. Again, there's plenty more I can say, but at least for nothing else, have a job that's a trigger that's before the job, right? So maybe it's a week before you guys start the project. Have a video from your project manager or you as the owner, or maybe it's a crew lead if you know what, you know, which crew is going to do that job, or depending on how big your company is, just detailing out what they can expect, right? I always say, here's what you can expect from us, and here's what we ask of you. And then I had a link to a customer expectation sheet, right? So we had an expectation sheet for interior painting, exterior painting, kitchen cabinets. And depending on obviously what scope of the project was, what sheet they got. And it was exactly that. There was a section that said, here's what you can expect of us, right? We'll drop cloth all your floors, you know, as we walk through the house or where we're working at. We'll take off the outlet covers and replace them. You know, we'll fill any holes in your walls, screw holes, nail holes, blah, blah, blah. Here's what we ask of you guys. You know, take everything off the walls, take your pictures off, take your breakables, take your decor off, leave the screw or the nail in if you're going to rehang it, and we'll just paint around it. And if you are not going to rehang something there, pull it out, pull the anchor out, pull everything out, and then we'll fill the hole, right? That was our easy system for what gets filled and what doesn't, right? Because again, first couple of years, I'm like, hey, do you want this filled? What do you want filled? What? Like, that was just a new policy. If there's a hole there, we're going to fill it. And if there's a nail in there, we're leaving it. We're cutting around it because I assume you're going to rehang something there, right? You like where it's at. It's centered on the wall. I'm not going to make you take it out, spackle, paint it, and then put it right back in. That just doesn't make sense. So we would have that, right? So just a little video. Hey, here's what you can expect from us, right? We'll clean up, you know, at the end of every day, we'll organize all of our equipment in one space in your house. You know, we can talk about that when we get there the first day. We keep your job site clean in between using it. You know, we'll walk through a plan, you know, with you there on day one of what we're going to do to make sure your house is functional while we're there. Like, just the little things, the customer service things, what they can expect and why it's going to be such a great experience, right? And so when you can do these things, right, when you can utilize education, it's going to improve your customer experience. And as you guys know, when you build your customer experience, you build a raving fan base, arguably it allows you to raise your prices, right? It justifies a higher price point for your services because people will wait. People are excited. They want to work with you. They've heard about the experience in working with you. They're willing to pay more. I had a conversation with a client last week, and he said that they won a project that was $3,000. It was, I think it was like a $12,000 project. So, we're, you know, big scheme of things. I mean, we're talking a third of what the other bid was. They had a bid for $9,000, they had a bid for $12,000, right? And they ended up going with Kevin because they liked him more. They believed in him more. And they were also now having to wait 3 months to do the project and they were okay with it, right? So trust me when I say that this is a reality. It's not a reality with everybody. There's people that price shop. There's people that are on a time crunch. We can't do anything about that. But if you can do these things in your business that set yourself apart, that put yourself ahead of everyone else in your market, it's going to command a higher price point for your business. It's going to give a better experience and create a raving fan base. And when you can do these things, people will wait. People will pay more because they want to use you because they know, like, and trust you. I hope you enjoyed that episode and were able to take away a few nuggets to implement into your business. My advice would be to pick one thing to focus on implementing and make a note in your calendar for a couple weeks out to work on anything else that you heard in today's episode. Sometimes if we focus on too much, we actually focus on nothing at all. Here at Elite Business Advisors, we're huge supporters of the PCA, the Painting Contractors Association. And if you're not familiar with the PCA and all the benefits of membership, I highly recommend you check it out at www.painted.org. Yes, it looks like painted.org. And last but not least, if you're looking to take your business to the next level here in 2024, schedule a free business analysis meeting with us at www.elitebusinessadvisors.com. We work with painting contractors all over North America to help them treat their business like a business. Our entire team of advisors all have experience in owning and running a painting company just like myself, so you aren't just getting a team teaching off a theory, but tried and true application of principles and systems like we share here in the podcast. Thanks so much for listening in today. We appreciate your support and we'll see you back next week.